此我子我才，愚人常为忧，我且无有我，何有子与才。
Sons have I, wealth have I, though the fool is fretful, he himself is not his own. How then are sons, how wealth?
那么世间的人呢、啊、以我为真实有，不能够呢深深的去体会所有一切呢物质动物的呈现之相，全部都是因缘，而这个因缘来自于妄想的贪心，所以其实是从自己妄想当中慢慢变化出来，好像我子，我的孩子，我的孩子也是因为啊，我看到我的妻子或是丈夫，那我起贪心，想要啊，想要呢啊，有拥有对方，所以一直把对方的影像放入我的这个深海当中，所以呢，就产生啊相续不断的凝结成气团，才有这个孩子的出生。包括物质，一切的房子、车子，也是你想要拥有，人才会去创造出来。所以他们必定成随着一个法则，就是成住坏空的法则，而一直潜移当中，默默的就一直变化。到最后呢，从无所有而来，还归无所有而去。所以我们如果能认清事实的真相，那我们会善用这些法，而不会贪执这些法。可是愚痴人只看在眼前，这个是我的，我的，我乃至不可以长久停留在世间，何况是我的。那愚人呢，愚痴的人就常为啊，常为这些呢而忧恼，要为子孙做奴才，为他们积财攒物。所以他想啊，我乃至无有我啊，啊，拿来的孩子与我的钱财啊，钱财也是如此，啊，都为孩子做奴隶啊，做那个啊牛马，啊，应该要学习呢，能善用而不执取。
The common humans treat themselves as real. They don't realize that all things all depends on the cause and effect.The cause and effect came from the desire of greed and vain hope. Therefore, all things will exit from the vain hope, just the same as your own sons. Your sons were all born with you because you do attach within to own others for your own, as same as your wife.The desire of love continuously came out from your mind, and then you have been keeping thinking all the time. Therefore, the son of you and your wife was born because you do attach to each other, and including all the material as the car or the house you have.Were all produced because people do have the desire of greed. They will follow by the lure of life. They will produce, then willing, destroying, and then they will become empty. All materials in this world are keeping change every moment. They came out from.Empty space, and then they would return to the empty space. Therefore, if you do able to realize that the true Dharma, and you don't come out of the green mind, but the four men treat things as themselves. This is mine, that is mine. Even I don't able to live forever in this world.Even for the thing of mine, yet the fool is faithful. They store up the properties for themselves in order to leave to their next generation. They were not able to understand that I myself is not my own. How then are sons how wealthy? Therefore, we have to learn to good using the material that we have own right now and don't be attached.
在以前呢，有一个农夫啊，那个农夫呢，很辛勤努力工作。他为了工作呢，赚钱，很舍不得花用，而他最喜欢金子，所以呢，他只要有一点点钱，他就去给他换成金子。然后很舍不得吃，由于他害怕呢娶妻生子要帮他花费那些金子，所以他也不肯娶妻生子。每天呢他最快乐的事情就是抱出那个金瓮，算算看今天又积攒多少，明天又累积多少。所以呢他每次啊，当他呢存钱存了一瓮的金子，他就给他埋在啊他那个破草屋的墙角下。经过几十年，他一生当中都在积攒起那个金子，到他快要死生病的时候，没有人看顾他，他就死在呢他那个房子里面。在那个时候呢，他总共啊已经呢赚了有七瓮的金子。
Before there was a farmer.Who worked so hard. He earned lots of money, but he was stingy to spend his money away. He liked to store up the gold. He was so stingy to spend the money for eating. He did not get married because he was afraid that they would spend all his money.Every day he dared to take the golden job out in order to count how much gold he had already owned. Once he stole one job of gold up, he lay hidden in the earth of his house. 10 years later, he would die alone in his house, even no one take care of him.And until he died, he stored up to 7 jobs of gold.
然后呢，他一直啊很舍不得他那些金子，一直到呢他断气的时候，心心念念所想的仍然是那些金子。结果呢，他不知不觉中啊，就重新呢去出生。因为舍不得那一群金子，所以呢就化成一条大蛇，都圈住呢那七瓮金子，趴在上面，趴在上面也舍不得离开。好了，那条蛇又经过几十年又死了，又变成一条蛇，这样经过呢200年，那仍然呢怕别人啊来抢夺他的金子，还变成一条蛇，仍然固守在那里。200年之后啊，有一天，他自己突然间想：我干嘛守着这些金子？又不能用，又不能吃。他没想到呢，这一贪心之念，一下就过了200年。于是他开始讲：我这样不对呢。哎呀，一点都不快乐。我原先以为金子会带给我很多快乐，可是没想到金子带给我很多痛苦。我舍不得，我害怕别人抢去。原来金子这么不可爱乐啊！我应该呢，把这个金子啊拿去呢做善事，然后呢让我自己可以啊出生在更好的地方。所以呢，那条蛇啊。在古时候呢，那个蛇会讲人话的， 那么他就去在啊那个房子早就没了，剩一堆杂草乱草，所以他就去跑在躲在那路边，看到有另外一个农夫过来，他叫喂人啊，而那个人呢听到叫他的声音又看不到人，就很害怕，他说是我啦，他说你是谁啊，说我是一条毒蛇，那个人吓死了要跑，可是呢他跟他讲你跑也跑不过我快，那么如果你要跑我就咬死你，那个人就说好了好了我不跑了，你有什么事啊，他说我有事情要麻烦你了，你慈悲一点，好，我哪里呢有一瓮金子，那么那一瓮金子呢我想要啊啊，你帮我拿去呢这个寺庙啊供斋，然后让那些法师祝福我，但是我会奖赏你，好，我会回报你啊，你慈悲快点帮我做一下，你看要麻烦别人还用这种口气。可是那个农人因为怕这条毒蛇的关系呢也不敢违背啊，就呢真的啊把他本来放草的啊那个篓子背在背上的篓子拿下来，然后呢就把那条大蛇装进去，然后手上呢抱着那一瓮金子要去呢替这一条蛇啊修福业。
Before there was a farmer who worked so hard. He earned lots of money, but he was stingy to spend his money away. He liked to store up the gold. He was so stingy to spend the money for eating. He did not get married because he was afraid that they would spend all his money. Every day he dared to take the golden job all in order to count how much gold he had already owned. Once he stole one job of gold up, he lay hidden in the earth of his house. 10 years later, he would die alone in his house, even no one take care of him. And until he died, he stole up to 7 jobs of gold.
那么那个农人呢就背着这一条蛇啊就急急忙忙要赶，因为他很害怕压力很大，他想要背后有一条大毒蛇，所以呢他 看到呢啊有人家啊跟他打招呼他不理他，然后那条蛇看到有人跟他打招呼，这个农人不理他，他就很生气，他很骄傲，就叫他喂人啊停一下，好，那个人呢不敢不停，他停下来什么事啊，好，刚刚那个人跟你打招呼你怎么这么我慢啊，也不跟人家打招呼一下，好，你如果再不跟人家打招呼呢我就咬死你，可是蛇啊脾气还很大，那个农人就说好了好了好了，我就跟他打招呼。那他们呢就急急忙忙的呢就来到一座很大的寺庙，然后呢这个农人就帮啊这条蛇把他金子呢交给那个寺庙的执事师父，然后那天中午呢他们呢整个寺庙就斋僧以及呢啊这个啊执事师父呢大众为这个蛇祝愿。这条蛇呢一看到哇供养大众僧这么殊胜庄严，他就起大欢喜心呢就跟那个农夫讲说诶人啊我还有六瓮金子齁，你再带我去把它拿来，我要全部供僧，然后呢我要帮个这里寺庙呢有破损的地方我要修建，那还有六瓮其中一瓮金子呢就奖赏你，谢谢你帮我的忙，好，然后呢另外五瓮再帮我拿来这里。那个农人后来呢一看到这条蛇这么欢喜，而且的确供僧呢也很出声，他说那我不要了啦，我顺便随喜你好了，就去他帮他呢再把那五瓮的六瓮的金子一起拿来，然后当天呢就交给寺庙，寺庙有破损的地方啦，大众僧有需要什么啦啊，或是食物呢全部都啊备办齐全，然后大众祝福那条蛇。 就后来那条蛇呢，当天啊受祝福完之后就死了，死了就往生刀立天。他去到刀立天，因为他充满了欢喜，那种欢喜呢充遍全身，所以呢他出生在刀立天的时候啊，所住的地方宫殿全部是金子做的，金色的，他的身体呢那个金色的光明也胜过所有的天人。这个时候呢，很多天人就看到这个重新出生的这个天子啊，怎么这么殊胜光明这么广大呢？大家都来问他。然后呢他因为出生到刀立天，所以呢有这个天眼，他就自己看，你看，哦，原来我以前是一条蛇，哦，原来我雇了这么久的金子，哦，原来我还麻烦那个农人慈悲帮忙才有今天。
That farmer was afraid to carry a big snake on his back. Therefore, once there was one who was saying hello to him, he even didn't listen and care to name. Once the snake saw so, he even felt so angry for this farmer. Hello, the human beings, stop. And that farmer was afraid not to stop then. He asked the snake, what's wrong with you? The snake talked to him, why don't you say hello to that person? If you still don't say hello to those person, I will bite you. That farmer just did whatever the snake asked him to do so. Once they got to the big temple, the farmer gave the jar of gold to the monks in the temple for this snake, and then they conducted a big offering to those monks. At this time, this snake was full with joy. He then spoke to the farmer, I still have 6 jars of gold. Please bring them here for me. I want to use all the jobs to render the offerings to those monks. And 1 jar of gold will leave to you. But this farmer didn't accept that jar of gold. He even helped him to bring the 6 jars of gold to the temple for this snake. And the same night, the snake died then, and he was rebirthed to the heaven. Because he was filled with joy, therefore his body was brighter than other heaven guards, even his house. And many of heaven guards felt so confused, wishing to know what bad thing he had planned. And then the snake used his super magic power. He realized that, oh, I do able to rebirth to this heaven because of the farmer who helped me to render the offering to the sun gods for using my 7 jars of gold.
然后呢，这个啊，由蛇化身的天人呢，又很感谢，哦，原来是蛇让他有机会做天人。原来是这个农人呢，好帮忙他，所以呢，他就啊下降到人间，用很多的天花呢，啊去散那条蛇的身上，然后呢，啊也去啊感谢那个农夫，那个农夫呢就做梦啊，梦到那个天神来祝福他，然后呢，他又去听那个寺庙的师父说法，才心满意足的回到天宫啊。去受用。这个时候呢，让我们学习到什么呢？那种深刻的学习就是， 你如果行善法业，行一切善法业，才会是你的真儿子，才会是你的真财产，才会呢，你生生世世不管走到哪里，就有那个真儿子非常孝顺你。那么你常善布施，你就会有呢那个真的财产，你在需要的时候就会有你的啊真正的儿子送来给你用。所以你如果要拥有真正的啊儿子子女啊或是家财，你必须呢以你的真心善行一切真实的法业，常能施舍欢喜恭敬。
This heaven guard who fell grateful to this farmer, therefore he returned to the Saha world. Even he bought bundles of heaven flowers to put on top of the body of the snake. He also went say thank you to that farmer. That farmer dreamed of him to say thank you to him. And he also went listen the Dharma in the temple.Then he was full with joy, then he returned to the heaven. And we have learned something from this story. If you do create the good practice, those good practice are as real as your properties. Those good practice are able to follow with you life after life just as an obedient son. And once you need to use them,Those good practices would bring something else for you to use. Therefore, if you wish to own the real sons or wealthy, you must create the pure indeed with your true mind. And you have to with the joy mind to cherish others and respected beings.
愚者自知愚，彼即是智人。愚人自谓智，实称真愚夫。
Conceiving in so his foolishness, the fool is thereby wise. While fool is called that fool, conceive that he's wise.
其实这个说的呢，是一个人如果懂得啊自我惭愧，碰到事情的时候知道自我反省，虽然做错了，可是因为懂得自我反省，那么就会停止相续的过失，就有机会呢成为智慧的人。可是一个人做错了仍然不肯呢自我反省，没有忏悔的心，仍然想尽办法要掩盖自己的过失，没不会有改正的机会。那么这样的人自己以为自己很聪明，却反而成为真正愚痴的人。
In fact, the main point that this verse used to tell is thatOne understands to take an introspection of himself. Even he would feel shame on himself for any conditions he had been observed, although he had done something wrong. Yet he understands to take the introspection. He is able to stop the faults continuously produced by him, and he.It has changed to become a wise. If one who has already done something wrong, he even never takes an introspection for himself, he still wishes to cover up his faults, and he won't have changed to revise himself. This kind of person concedes that he is wise, but he is a real fool.
所以呢， 如果一个人懂得自我反省，虽然他做错事情，表面上看起来是愚痴，将来呢会成为一个智者。那么因为呢他懂得停止相续的恶业，所以他会成为一个智者。可是一个自认为聪明的人，因为不能懂得停止自己相续的恶业，又把这个恶业呢继续复藏掩盖，所以呢他必定因为这个恶业一再的扩大而变为一个愚痴的人。
Therefore, if one who knows to take an introspection of himself when he has done something wrong, if you only look at the surface of things, this person is as a fool, yet he will become wise in the future, because he understands to stop the evil karma continuously produced from him. Therefore,He is able to become wise man. Yet a person who concedes that he is wise because he did not know to stop creating the continuously evil indeeds came out from mind. Even he covers up the evil. Therefore, he will become a fool man.
好像呢，以前在中国啊，一个乡下。那有一个呢，专门呢在收购鸡蛋的小商人。这个小商人呢，每次都欺负那些农夫啊，农妇，欺负他们无知无识，故意呢都把那个价钱压得很低。啊，尤其是有一个老太婆，她无依无靠，只有靠养几只母鸡呢，卖几个蛋呢而生活。可这个小商人尤其对这个老太婆欺负更过甚。那么在他们村里面呢，就有一个人称小神童，这个小孩子很聪明，他每次看到这个老太婆被这个势利眼的商人欺负的时候，他就很愤恨不停，然后他就一直在想，哪一天呢我要来对峙对峙这个商人。
Long ago in China, in a village, there was a salesman who was used to sell the eggs, and this salesman always cheated those village persons, and he sold them in higher price of goods. Especially there was an older woman who had no any relations with him, and even he was so poor.Yet this salesman cheated this older woman a lot. In the village, there was a little kid. People used to call him by little child prodigy. And this kid was so smart. And every time when he saw that this older woman was cheated by that salesman, he felt so angry. He thought himself,One day, I will do something to punish this salesman.
有一天呢，这个小孩子啊，因为他非常聪明，他们在那个村庄里面呢，也是啊，算是有钱的人家。而那天呢，他去上学，啊，下雪的时候呢，刚好又看到这个商人，又在呢，在那边苛刻啊，那个老太婆，啊，那个孤苦一的老太婆。所以呢他就站在旁边看，越看呢就越愤怒。他等他呢那个小商人啊，把那个老太婆那些蛋呢等于半抢过来了。因为用很低的价钱，也不看这个老人家呢生活这么艰苦。那小孩子就一直等等他，好，等到他跟他都买好了之后，那么他就跟那个小商人讲，喂，我要买你的鸡蛋。这商人很势利眼啊，一看到这个小孩子穿得这么好，说你要买多少啊？他说呢，我嘛可能要全部买。这个商人一听就很高兴，哇，今天呢全部买的话，那我就可以全部赚了。所以呢，他就问，那你要在哪里点交啊？他 他说：“哎，但那里前面那里有一个啊广场，啊那里比较大，那我要慢慢呢一个一个去点交。”那时候又正好碰到冬天，啊，冬天是很冷的啊，在中国一些乡下是很冷的。这个小少爷因为呢故意要整这个势利眼的商人，所以给他带去一个很大的广场，然后他就叫那个商人说：“你坐着，我要数这个蛋总共有多少，我才能跟你买啊，对不对？”那个商人说：“好好。”他说：“那我怎么拿呢？”他说：“你坐着，然后呢，双手抱着，哈，就把这样双手抱着，那我蛋呢，这样放，这样才不会倒了啊。那你要小心啊，破了算你的啊。”他说：“好。”
This little kid was so smart. One day, when his classes were over, he met this salesman on the road who was bullying this older woman. He felt so angry, and he wants to do something to punish this salesman for this older woman. Then he told to this salesman, "I want to buy the eggs."And this salesman asked this little kid, "How many eggs you want to buy?" And he answered him, "I may buy them all." This salesman felt so happy because he would earn a lot of money. And this salesman asked this little kid, "Where do you live? And then I am able to bring the eggs to you."That little kid just answered him, "Near here, there was a public square. You just bring all the eggs to there. By the way, that was winter time. It was so cold." And this little kid walked him to the big public square. Then he asked the salesman to sit down then. "I want to count how many eggs you have, then I am able to buy them." That salesman asked this little kid, "How can I do now?" And this little kid then asked the salesman to hold both hands together. Then he puts the egg one by one on his arm, and then he also asked him to be careful in order not to break the eggs down.
然后呢，那个小孩子啊，就把那个鸡蛋一粒一粒的堆积在那个商人的那个势利眼商人的手上，因为那蛋很容易破，冬天又很冷，他就把它堆得满满，将整篮的鸡蛋全部堆到他身上，所以他也不敢动。他堆好了之后呢，他跟人讲：“你等一下哈，我回去拿钱。”也不把那个蛋呢放回篮子里面。就这样，他坐在了那个广场，就抱着那一堆鸡蛋，连动都不敢动。那么那个小孩子回去呢，那个商人就在那边一直等，左等右等都不等不来，他冻到呢全身都僵，可是都不敢动。可是那个小孩子哪有真的要买他的蛋？一回去之后他就去玩了，根本就不理他。那个商人呢就在那个广场里面一直动动动，动了好几个小时之后，才来了两个乡下人。才问他：“你抱这一堆鸡蛋在这里干什么？”他说：“有一个小孩子说要给我买啊。”他说：“啊，那个小孩子是我们这里发了名啊，有名的啊，恶作剧的小孩子，你怎么也听他的？”才帮他呢，把一粒蛋一粒蛋放回那个篮子里面，然后呢，那个势利的商人才灰头土脸的走了。这个就是呢，恶人呢、啊、有恶人治。你如果自以为很聪明，克扣他人，总有一天呢，你也会被呢比你更聪明的人所治。可是如果你能够善待那个孤苦的老人，对他们好一点，那真的会有人很乐意呢，一次就给你买起来，那些蛋也对你很好。所以呢，善心、善业、善缘呢，是每一个人非常珍贵的啊，真正的宝物。那么自己呢，如果啊不能够反省自己过失而不肯改， 这个恶呢必定会相续。可是呢，如果你肯改，那么你将会成为一个智者。
Then the little kid put the ads one by one on the arm of the salesman. He put the whole package of ads on his arms. The salesman was not able to move at all because he was afraid to fall the ads down. And then this little kid talked to this salesman. You just wait for me here.I am going home to get the money. And this salesman just sat in the public square, holding the bundles of ads on the arm. He was no way to move at all. And this little kid didn't come back then, until many hours had passed. There was two strangers passing by the road, and they asked the salesman,What are you doing here for holding those eggs on arm? And he said, A little kid asked me to wait for him here, and he wanted to buy the eggs. And two strangers talked to him, Why do you listen to this kid? This kid liked to play joke to others. Then they helped him to put away of the eggs in the package. Then this This salesman just went away. From this story, we understand that if you concede that you are wise and then you cheat others with your wise, one day you will be punished by one who is smarter than you. If you are able to treat the older nicely,And others will treat you nicely too. Therefore, we have to treat others with the sincereness of mind. This is a surreal treasury to you. And you are not able to, if you are not able to take an introspection of yourself, then the evil indeed will continue produce.By you.
愚者虽终身亲近于智人，比不了达摩。如持常贪畏，慧者须以情亲近于智人，能速解达摩。如舌常贪畏。
Though all through life the fool might weigh upon the wise, no more the Dhamma can be sensed than spoon the taste of soup. Though briefly one intelligent might weigh upon the wise, quickly Dhamma he can sense as tongue the taste of soup.
这个愚痴的人啊，不肯学习。一个人如果啊没有那种学习的心量，就是冥顽难化。那么这样的人，纵使啊终生跟在呢有智慧的人身边，也一样不能够理解法。所以不肯自我反省、不肯自我自觉的人，那么永远呢都跟愚痴人为伍。就好像呢，虽然浑水摸鱼呢，在一大群所谓的学佛人当中，他就好像那个汤匙啊，去触到汤，一点都不知道法味的珍贵，以及甜美，以及殊胜清凉。
Fool is not enlightened and eager to learn.Even he is stubborn and hard to teach. This kind of person even stays with the wise for the rest of his life. He even is not able to realize the Dhamma. Therefore, one who never takes an introspection for the faults he had done, he may be included in the same category of the fool. Even he live with a group of Buddhists, he is never able to read that the Dharma, just as the spoon the taste of soup.
那么如果你是有肯学习的心量，当别人善言劝谏我们的时候，你乐意呢接受改正自己种种啊不善的恶性习惯，然后呢很感谢这些愿意归劝我们的人，那这样的人呢就可以很快的呢体会啊这个自己醒觉，那么没有包袱没有痛苦的这种啊快乐的法，好像呢你自己的舌头亲自去触到那个汤的美味，是甘的是甜的是香的一样。
If you are diligent and eager to learn the knowledge, once when the time people give us the suggestionsfor the bad habits we have owned, and we are willing to revise the fault. We even feel grateful for those people who are willing to advise us, and this kind of people would quickly enlighten the Dharma as tongue the taste of soup.
那么好像以前呢在佛陀时代啊，在一个呢寺庙里面，那寺庙里面有一个佛陀的上首弟子啊，一个尊者非常善于说法，能够呢解开一切众生心的业缚烦恼，所以呢他每天说法都令很多人得到利益，以及呢增长无量无边的智慧，所以在那个整个啊村庄整个国家都对这个呢啊，尊者非常的敬重以及仰慕，然后呢这个尊者对他所说的任何法，对众生所说的任何法，全部呢都能够让众生体解以及利益，所以啊这个尊者呢就成为众人的大导师。
In Buddha's time, one disciple of the BuddhaWho was a well-known Dharma master in a temple. He was good at speaking the Dharma. He was good at solving others' worries. Every day when he had the Dharma teaching, there must be lots of people who would reach an increased boundless of wisdom. He would command deep love and reverence among the people in his country.The Dharma he has spoke benefit many of living beings. Therefore, he became a leader Dharma teacher among the people.
那么他的座下呢，常常啊，有好几百僧人在那边共同学习。其中有一个僧人啊，每次呢，坐在法堂里面，仰头呢，看着这个尊者在说法，就充满了羡慕之情。心中呢就在打妄想，哦，这个尊者这一句这样说，哦，如果我上去我会怎样说啊？然后呢每一次当尊者下座下这个法座的时候，所有人都离开这个法堂，就只有这一个呢一天到晚计算揣量自己要怎么说怎么说啊的这一个啊僧人，就赶快呢跑上去坐在这个尊者的法座上。
There were several hundred of monks who learned under him. One of monks who even sat in the Dharma room only looking at this Dharma master, he was admired for his abilities, but he kept making the vain hope, if I am this Dharma master, how could I expand the Dharma?And so on. And every time when the Dharma teaching were over, everyone left to the Dharma room, yet this man quickly sat on the Dharma seat.
然后呢，就在那个法座上喃喃自语，一坐呢就是几个小时都舍不得下来。他非常喜欢呢坐在那个法座上的感觉，啊，自我陶醉。那么那个城市的这些居士啊，由于久受这个尊者的教化，所以就把他呢尊者的这种殊胜呢智慧的名称呢宣扬到了其他城市。那其他城市的这些居士呢，一直很希望西牧有一天呢能够来这个向这个尊者请法。有一天呢，就从其他的城市就来了几十个居士，他们一来呢到这个法堂里面礼佛，就看到这个法师坐在那里，就非常恭敬欢喜的呢向这个法师顶礼，因为他们以为可以坐在那个法座上的就是那一位听人家说非常有智慧的尊者。
He always muttered to himself on the Dharma seat. He even sat on the Dharma seat for several hours. He was not willing to leave away from the Dharma seat. He was indulged to sit on the Dharma seat. Time goes by.This venerable master gained considerable fame among people, and many laymen at other counties wished to listen to Dharma teaching by personally. One day, there were several laymen who came from other counties to this temple. When they were bowing the Buddha in this Dharma room, they saw a master.Who was sitting on the Dharma seat. They felt so happy and bowed to this Dharma master because they thought that this Dharma master, who was the well-known venerable master that they wished to bow for.
然后呢他们就请问这个法师种种呢甚深的法义，因为这是他们心中的疑惑。结果呢，谁知道这个法师语无伦次，所讲的全部是攀缘世俗的音声，使令这些呢居士啊，久修的居士非常的烦恼。然后呢，这个僧人也不反省自己在听法会上不专心听闻，不肯好好学习，他就很嗔恨这些居士，说你们干嘛拿这么难的问题来问我。那些居士就愣在那里，心里一想，听闻说那个法师啊是非常有内德光明睿智的，怎么会这几个小小的问题他不但不能回答，而且还起这个嗔恨呢？这时候刚好呢有一些法师路过，那么他们就很对这个坐在法座上这个法师说很抱歉，他们就退出去不敢再问，就问在门口路过的那些师父说，难道坐在那个法座上的不是风闻是哪一个尊贵的尊者吗？他们就说，哦，他已经今天法讲完了就休息啊，那个是什么呢？那个是画虎不成反类犬。
Those laymen asked a lot of questions to this master. They wished that this master would be able to solve their problem. For the result, this master spoke the lonesome words, and these laymen were disgusted with this master. Even this man never took an introspection of himself for never laying the Dharma heart. He even felt so angered.To those laymen who were asking him lots of difficult questions. And those laymen felt so confused that why didn't the well-known master answer, were not able to answer them the question. Then they just feel confused and deaf. At the same time, some monks stop by the Dharma room. Once they make to each other, this layman asks those monks, "Even the Venerable Master that we are looking for, who is sitting on the Dharma seat?" And they answer, "Oh, the well-known Venerable Master who was taking the rest right now, the one who is on the Dharma seat, is not the Venerable Master that you are looking for. That man would always protect himself as the well-known Venerable Master, but he learned nothing from him."
然后呢，这些门外的法师啊，就将呢，啊，这一群居士带去请问那个啊受人尊重的法师。那么那个法师的回答呢，都能够解开他们心中的疑问，然后他们就法喜充满，告别而去，啊，并且呢，也啊从内心里面恭敬供养了啊很多的食物跟珍宝。然后呢，这个愚痴的法师啊，啊，他呢看到大众先问他没有供养，又去供养他的师长。就更大嗔恨，认为这些居士呢不是礼貌，不懂大体。那么像这样子的学生，你纵使亲近一个有智慧的人，他愿意教导你，由于心龌龊不净之故，想要学老虎啊，就变成狗吠，叫画虎不成反类犬。那么如果你有心学习，像这一群居士这样，他们很快就会安乐，从内心里面涌出无限的感恩，自然他就会护念师长。所以有很多人啊，就认为哦，学佛法很容易，我派一个人去学你啊，看几天几个月，他以为几天几个月就可以把真心心经啊，这个心经过的心行给贪过来，用这种贪心去学习，永远都学不到真佛法。要用惭愧感恩的心，愿意舍弃自己的知见，才有办法学习到微妙甘露法味。所以啊，斗争心不用太强，不要这么贪心，不要这么爱炫，不要凡事呢上没有学就在打妄想。我呢要坐上那个法座，要跟师父呢所受所供养都一样。那为什么何其为师父，几千个日子的光阴岂是空过啊？所以这样的众生呢，就好像汤子出到汤味不知其味，你有心学习，慢慢隐藏，必定能够啊以舌头尝汤味。
Then the monks outside of the room who took those laymen to see the well-known Venerable Master. Whatever the Venerable Master had answered,which were all beside their doubts, they all fall with joy and left away. They even render the offerings as the food and treasuries to this Venerable Master with their sincerity of mind. Once this poor master knew it, instead of taking an introspection of himself, he was angered for those laymen because he thought thatthey didn't treat him equally the same as his Venerable Master. Such as this student, even he had met a wise man who had no selfish to teach all he knew to this student. Because he didn't use the true mind, he wasn't able to learn the true meaning of the Dharma. Yet if you do with the sincerely and honored mind to learn the Dharma, just the same as those laymen, you will quickly receive joyful, because you came out the boundedness of grateful mind to your master. And moreover, many people thought that the Buddha's Dharma is so easy for us to learn. They thought that they only need to learn all of them in few days or few months with the creative mind. You won't able to learn the true Dharma if you use the grateful mind. You must be learn the wonderful Dharma with your grateful mind. And therefore, don't be to be parried your learning, and don't try to fight for others. Don't just come out the vain hope for sitting on the Dharma seat even you still have not able to teach others. And don't just ask others to treat you equally as your master. These kinds of living beings just as the spoon, the dish of soup. If you do use the true mind for learning, one day you are able to taste of soup by the tongue.
愚人不觉知与自仇敌行，造作诸恶业，受定众苦果。
Faults of feeble wisdom fare, enemies to themselves, making evil karma, which is of bitter fruit.
这个愚痴的人啊，自己不警觉，也不知道说啊，这个种种呢，世间的贪欲是一种危险的行径，所以呢，与自己做仇敌，做一切恶事，自私自利之事，就断除自己呢生生世世的善根啊，不能有善缘。所以现在呢，当我们走到哪里，都有人讥嫌我们啊，都有人跟我们做仇敌，我们应该要自己反省，不用抱怨，不用嗔怪，因为往昔我们陷害他人太多。那么现在如果你再不反省，以嗔恨之心啊，更加的造作诸恶业，那么将来所受的苦果啊，必定深广，而且无有可处理这个苦果之处。
The fools didn't realize that all the sort of love are dangerous to them. They fear enemies to themselves. They met evil karma to cut off their good breath in life after life. Moreover, if the present time, wherever we go, there has one who must be appear to harish us, creating good breathings, we have to take an introspection. Don't be complaining, and don't blame on others. We have to feel shame on ourselves for fame of others at the past life. Now, if you do not take an introspection of yourself, even you do with hatred minds to others, making evil karma, and the results of karma you will receive in the future must be great, and you will have no to leave them away.
好像呢，在以前呢，有一个城市，有两个好朋友，他们两个人呢，真的是很好的朋友，可是呢，一个很贫穷，那一个很有钱。那当他们慢慢长大之后呢，这个很贫穷的人呢，因为人品很好，学问很好，所以呢，就有一个啊很漂亮的女人愿意嫁给他做妻子。那么他这个很好的朋友呢，有一天啊，当他看到呢他这个好朋友的妻子啊这么漂亮，他心里想，哦，这么漂亮一朵花，怎么插在这个牛粪上啊？如果呢，这个女人啊，能够来侍奉我， 那多好啊。
Long ago in the city, there were two men who were good friends to each other, and one was poor and one was rich. When they grew up, this poor man had a noble character, and he married with a beautiful girl. And one day when his friend saw his wife, he was jealous. He thought himself, how beautiful this girl is, who is just that, a beautiful flower. Yet what a pity to put upon a dog of ox. If this woman is able to be my wife, how nice it would be.
然后呢，他就用尽心机想要抢夺他这个朋友的太太。这个时候什么仁义道德啊，什么满腹经纶通通没有了，一心一意只要满足自己的欲火。那有一天呢，他就假仁假义的去跟他这个朋友讲，他说啊，哎，我要想要出去做生意，那你在这里啊，这教几个学生也不是办法，我看你做我的啊，这个啊，账簿计算的，跟我一起去做生意好了，那你干脆带你老婆一起去好了，也顺便可以去看看山川大地。他这个朋友很实在，不知道呢，他这个朋友已经起了坏心了，不是以前那个朋友，以为他是真心要帮助自己，就说好啊。于是呢，就收拾收拾，就跟着他这个朋友啊，坐船呢出航而去，准备呢去做一些生意，然后呢去赚一些钱回来。
He wished to snatch away his friend's wife for his own, and at this moment he just wished to satisfy his desire.One day, he portrayed himself as a gentleman. He talked to his friend, "My business is getting larger and larger. I need someone to help me. And I think that it is so pity for you only to be a teacher. Don't you mind to manage the business with me?At other county, and you can bring your wife together with you." And this man was so honored, he did not know that his friend always came out the evil mind, and he thought that his friend was treating them with the honored mind. Therefore, he agreed at his suggestion, and they took the boat with his friend to another county, wishing to earn some money.
从他看到这个啊朋友的太太的时候，就一直起坏心，想要用什么方法害死他这个朋友，然后抢夺他这个太太。他们就一起呢坐船，每天他的都辗转呢难睡。因为呢心中一直起这个恶心表面上呢却是要假装呢对着他这个朋友很好。他这个朋友啊，这对夫妻呢还对他感激的不得了。就有一天呢到一个很雄伟的山脚下，他就把船停下来就招呼他那个朋友说哎，这座山很漂亮，我们上山去看看好不好然后他就说好啊。他就带着他这个朋友就东走西走，走到一个悬崖的地方就指着悬崖深谷，就跟他那个朋友讲说哎，你看这个深谷好雄伟壮丽哦。他这个朋友呢探头一看的同时，他居然顺势呢就把他那个朋友推下深谷，然后呢就假装很悲伤的一路哭奔回来。回来到呢这个船舱里面就跟他这个朋友太太讲不好了不好了，嫂子啊，那大哥哦就被老虎叼去了你跟我快点去啊，去深山里面找他的骨头回来吧。 你看这个人，他根本也不是想要他的老婆啊来侍奉他，他想的就是呢，想要侵占这个老婆，然后顺便再给他害死。所以呢，他就带着这个老婆四处乱逛，逛到一个比较隐秘的树林的地方呢，他转过身来呢，现出这个狰狞的面目，啊，要呢侵凌啊这个女众，这个女人，啊，可是这个女人一直极力反抗，突然间呢就跑出一只吊睛的白额虎，真的大老虎来了，一咬就把它咬去了。那这个女人呢吓得半死，就在那边一边哭一边爬，啊，就爬出了那个阴暗的森林。当她一爬出的时候呢，你看到远远来一个影子，全身流血，那衣服呢一条一条的，啊，吓得以为遇到鬼，啊，结果没想到看那个人越来越近，居然是自己的丈夫。两个人呢就抱头大哭啊，一个说呢他是已是啊被他推下山，一个呢就说呢啊被他引诱来这里，差一点呢就失节了啊。这个时候两个人才知道，原来他一直心存坏心，然后呢也庆幸恶人恶报被老虎呢抓去。所以呢，一个愚痴的人啊，如果被这个爱欲猛火所焚烧啊，其实他很有钱啊，他想要什么样的人没有，可是呢因为被爱欲之火所焚烧之故，就横解种种恶业啊，对这么好的朋友啊也不顾，对自己将来人生的善缘也不顾。所以愚痴的人呢，被爱欲火所遮蒙的时候，是真可怜悯啊。
Since the first time he saw his friend's wife, he was being creating the evil thought, wishing to murder his friend. Then he was able to snatch of his wife. Every day he tossed and turned in bed because the evil thought had been coming out from his mind.Yet he pretended to be so nicely to his friend. Even this couple fell with the grateful mind to this friend. And one day this big man invited his friend to a hill, and he brought his friend to a cliff. He talked to his friend, "Look at how great this mountain is." And...At the same time, when his friend was taking a look from the top of the hill, he pushed him down to the mountain. And then he pretended that he was so sad and longing home. He talked to his friend's wife. A bad news has happened. Your husband was captured by a tiger. Please go with me to look.For his dead body, and this big man wished to play around of his friend's wife. Then he would kill her then, and the place they had arrived, which is concealed, and then this man tried to do something evil to this woman. Suddenly there was a big white tiger appeared in front of them, and this big man was captured by the tiger, and this woman was so scared and running quickly in order to run away from this forest, and at the same time she saw a man with blood who came closer to her, and once this man came closer to herShe just find out that he was her husband, and they cried to each other, and they described to each other about the things that had been happened to them. They just realized that the real face of their friends. Also, they felt so happy that his best friend was captured by the tiger. Therefore,If a fool who is indulged in the love and desire, and he will make evil karma, even he treated Bhakti to his girlfriend. Therefore, when one who is indulged in the desire of love, he would create the evil karma. How pitiful he is.